This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. The heck is where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I hope you enjoyed last night's show. Seriously, a lot of good information last night. We'll go back and grab the podcast. William Federer was on the first hour, and he was actually on about an hour and 20 minutes, but you can't do it all. So we updated the podcast and a few other things last night, so if you want to go grab that, you will be surprised as to how much more information was actually in that interview. And Bill is a constitutional scholar, a constitutional historic scholar. He can tell you pretty much anything that the founding fathers were doing and thinking and how they went down certain roads they went down. So, anyway, I think it's hilarious. I really do that Mr. Obama was our constitutional expert for 8 years, but couldn't find a copy of one to save his butt. So it's always quite interesting. Anyway. So tonight, we're going to have a field day. I got our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us right after the break, Corey Duncan. And we'll find out what his viewpoint is, what's been going on. You know, it's been a slow news couple of days, don't you think? this is just crazy. I mean, apparently Mr. Trump is guilty of everything. There isn't anything they haven't left on the table. Right? I mean, he passed off information to the Russians. The man doesn't even know how to... don't you find this rich? They're screaming that he can't be trusted with classified information. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Now, they have no proof, absolutely no proof, that he handed off any classified information to anybody or that he gave it to people that were actually in the room at the time, said he didn't, and not just the Russians. But he's guilty, according to the Dems. Now, Hillary Clinton, who had classified marks on the emails that were given out, passed out, went through several unsecure servers, that was fine. That was okay. Because they may have been classified later, and she didn't know they were classified. Right. Because the information on there shouldn't have been protected at all. But that was okay. Why? Because it was Hillary Clinton. And if this doesn't send a chill up your spine, Hillary has opened up another pack. Yeah, she was so good with the first one. She's so good at handling money that they have opened up another political pack. And I think it's hilarious. We are so hung up, or not we. The Democrats are so hung up on trying to hang Trump that they're not going to give up on this. They're going to stay on him and stay on him and anything that looks. And here's the thing that's really interesting. When it comes to a Republican, the Dems don't have to have any proof. It only has to smell like. Right? When it was the Washington Post or New York Times, one of the two, said that there was that there was an email, right, that Director Comey had sent out from his notes as to what he discussed in the White House with the president and how he asked him to put Flynn's investigation to rest. Now, here's the deal. I want you to think about how desperate they are on the left. It is an anonymous source from an anonymous aide who read from an anonymous piece of paper, didn't even give it to him, read it over the phone to them as to what it said. And they actually printed it. And that makes him guilty now. This is the stuff that just blows my mind. So that makes him guilty, yet we have the actual piece of equipment, we have the actual emails, we know the route they actually took, and Mrs. Hillary is still walking free. Doesn't that sound fair to you? Right? That's why I said it's a double standard. I say it every week. I say it on a regular basis. These guys are not interested in justice. They're not interested in equality. They're only interested in control. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I could go over all of this stuff, but it's already been done today. Right? It's been beat up over and over and over again. I'm about ready to puke. With all the so Trump meets with the Russians alone, or meets with the Russian ambassador alone. And I love this because we already know how he operates. We already know that the leaks are out there every day as to how much toilet paper the man uses. So he meets with the Russians alone now he says it's to discuss shared terror facts and tactics. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. Why he didn't have other people there, I don't know. See, I don't believe, I'm not going to second guess all these people. You guys on the left, the reason you have no credibility whatsoever is because you didn't question the tarmac meeting. You didn't question the email service. You didn't question Mrs. Clinton's inability to answer any of those questions. You didn't question when Mr. Comey laid out everything she did wrong and should go to jail for. You only questioned that Trump was alone with Russians. All right. Our man, Black Man from Baltimore, joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. All right, we have Facebook, too. You can watch live there as well. But up on the website is where you can actually buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate Over the Last 8 Years. But you have nothing to fear, and you have nothing to hate. Stop spewing the party line. That's really what it boils down to. Here's a guy that never spews the party. I don't even know what party he belongs to, the way he goes all over the place. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore. Always appreciate his time with us. Corey, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure to come on, and it's always... I'm just bursting at the seams every Tuesday night.
Well, you know, what I love about this the most is that every time we start during the week, and I've told you this, and I've told this story a million times, if If I talk about abortion, I can't talk about it because I'm not a woman. I don't have a uterus. I can't talk about black people because I'm a white guy. I can't talk about gay people. And if I talk about white guys, because that's what I am, an old white guy, then I'm a white privileged person. So they think they got me cornered, and they are so, so wrong. Anyway, speaking of crazy people, what's this with your honey, Maxine Waters? What is it with her? I mean, you think she's in early stages of something?
Come on, Joe. You know you on Christmas list saying that about her being my honey. You're a terrible comedian.
But I don't get the card. I don't get a Christmas card this year. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Keep your night job.
Listen. No. Wait a minute. In all fairness, right? Whenever somebody talks about or has questions about the mafia, they call me. They send me an email. Why? Because I'm Italian. I must know everything there is about the mafia, right? Now, Maxine Waters, she's from your tribe. You know what I'm saying? So can't you get her under control? That's what they say to me.
I don't have a tribe because no. Actually, I'm a white guy, but I'm trapped in a black guy's body. That's what it is.
Well, you know what? So, hey, you should go see the psychiatrist that Michael Jackson used to see because he was making a metamorphosis over the years, wasn't he?
Right, actually, yeah, absolutely. But Maxine Waters is a fruitcake, just like Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is not a fruitcake. Michelle Obama is a racist bigot, and I don't understand how people that was white voted for her because she basically spit on you and did everything else, and what some of her comments. So all of the white liberals. They're sitting back talking about this, and the ones that feel sorry for themselves because people like her have made you feel like you don't want to be white and they stick your head in the ground like an ostrich. Now you get to see really who she is now, because now she don't have to pretend. Because guess what? She's telling the truth. She's telling her real feelings of how she feels about white people and about Donald Trump. Hey, look, you know, my thing of it is I don't understand how a group of people can just be so bitter about losing a fair fight. You know, I can't stand that. You know, it's just, but
now,
that's who liberals
Corey,
are, the cowards.
You're not listening to the news. It wasn't a fair fight. The Russians, you know, stacked the deck against Hillary because they hated Hillary, and I'm sure that Trump is going to do something for them. Like maybe he'll give him contracts for uranium mine. Oh no, wait a minute, that's already been done. I don't know, but
well, I mean, the same thing is, I mean, how can she say anything? She dealt with the Socialist Republic of China, so and about the uranium. So but you know, everyone gets amnesia on that side of the trash.
Oh yeah.
When you bring up things like that, then I can't remember that. Or whatever like that. Hey, look, if the Russians helped Donald Trump, God bless the Russians. God bless Lenin.
God, you're gonna get in so much trouble because today your men are celebrating, right? Not only is it.
I want to say a happy birthday to all my fellow Marines, male, female. I just want to say hoorah and. Simple Fidelis and everything else and whatever. And I like to give a big shout out to my old battalion, 26th Expeditionary, that's in Camp Pendleton, California. I had a great time over in Iraq and Afghanistan, but I don't want to go back. So God bless you guys. But if it wasn't for the Marines, a whole lot of y'all wouldn't be here. So
yeah, that's true. Sorry. When it comes to our military, got to love our military men because we wouldn't, and the Dems wouldn't have the ability to be as crazy and out there as they love to be. Hey, also, what a beautiful day for it to come on, but the military's receiving some money, right?
Yeah, getting a pay raise, the first one in 6 years, and that's probably because actually we got a commander-in-chief that cares about the military, so... You know, I mean, I wonder what Jimmy Fallon and all these late night simpletons got to say about that. Of course, you know, they won't talk about that tonight.
They won't say a word. Not a word. But wait a minute. Now, we sure this came from Trump? You sure this wasn't something that Mr. Obama was working on last year that just took him a little time to get it through, and he finally, you know, coming up on the end of the year, it just kind of spilled into Donald's administration? I'm sure it's something like that, right? I mean, I can't imagine Obama wouldn't have given him a raise.
Well, he is the president that likes to take credit for everything or whatever and hasn't done anything. But my favorite is, like I said before, you got to do your history. Donald Trump was doing all of this before he even got in office. He was making moves and everything. We didn't see that from Barack Obama. He got in there in the first couple of years. He got that old ugly dumb health care. Uh-huh. Then the second part of it, he wanted to go after the guns and the Constitution and the freedom of speech. So, I forgot. And pulling the race card on everything. So,
well, you know, you heard what Michelle did this week, right? When the Republicans are pushing against and Republican governors and others are pushing against her meal plan that everybody hated. They said about 40% of that food ended up in the trash because nobody wanted to eat it. I'd love to see what she was feeding her kids. But she said the reason the Republicans don't want it, the reason Trump was pushing back on it is because they don't like black kids. They don't like kids with social economic challenges. He just hates kids. Don't you know that?
Don't look like that to me. I mean, he didn't treat Byrne too bad. So, I mean, but then again, Byrne was sitting up eating two carrots, some organic lettuce and everything. Her kids don't eat like that. Oh, my bag. Sasha's probably too busy rolling it up as Merle was going, you know, the smoking. So, I mean.
Yeah, she. Look at this. We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I really want to hit some more of this. I also want to hear, I also want to talk about how, you know, welfare, good, bad, should people be allowed to move in on it? I mean, seriously, when is it time to get off of welfare just before they put you in jail? Anyway, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Three, a couple of nitwits.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back.
But then his number came up,
and he was almost a draft. I'm Trevor Steve, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. No, actually, there you go. You got to hit the right button. You think this is my first night doing this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just get to it. Let's bring him on. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins me as he does every week to help me get a full understanding of what's going on. Because, you know, I'm a little slow on the uptake. I don't always get it. And Corey always helps me with this. Now, Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure. Come on, Peter.
So, apparently, we've talked about this kind of stuff forever, and I've always said I don't have a problem helping people out just a little bit while they get on their feet, while they get moving, and get their lives back together. You know, things happen to people. I'm okay with a little help. But when they move in, that's one thing on welfare. But when they take advantage of it, should let's just ask the question. Should welfare brats or I don't know, welfare residents, Should they end up in prison for food stamp fraud? What do you think?
Well, what I'll say is this, that we've all known for years that it's been a lot of people that's worked the system and been welfare kings and queens or whatever that have worked the system. And my thing of it is that we got a president in now that's going to make sure that everyone is abiding by the guidelines of having welfare and not just using it just to be using it. I had someone tell me a little while ago when I found out that I had diabetes and high blood pressure. They said, "Well, hey, you can take and go on disability because you know that's one of the guidelines of having disability that you know if you have those types of symptoms." I said, "Why would I do that?" I said, "That's just juicing and working the system, you know." And I'm just looking at people, what happened to work ethic? Whatever happened to earning an honest dollar or whatever? You know, this is what happens when you start pacifying people and giving them everything without anyone working for anything. And it's just, you know, it sets a bad road for people, especially young people, to look and see what older people are doing. But it's a lot of them that's out there. They've been working the system for years, and they do it because of the politicians, part because what they do is they take and say, well, hey, you know, you vote for us, and we'll allow you to work the system, so to speak. It is, and it's fraud.
Yeah, but what they'll say to you when you finally get to the story, when you finally get to talking about these people, is all they were trying to do was feed their kids. All they were trying to do is take care of their family. You know, they try to play that game where they pull on your heartstrings. But when you take advantage of the system like these people did, there should be no, I'm sorry, there shouldn't be any kind of understanding for them, because they're not just trying to feed their kids, take care of their family. They're trying to game the system is what they're doing.
Well, you can't really say anything about it because they allow them to do it. So when you allow them to do it, then that's what they do. They, you know, they just continue to allow them to work the system while the people that really need it can't get it because they won't allow them to get it because they tell them, you know, this or that, or you don't meet the guidelines. You're like, wow, okay, for me to meet the guidelines, I can't even work. I remember another friend of mine, he was trying to get it, and he was just out of, you know, he was working part-time, and they would only give him, like, $19 worth of food stamps. And I'm like, okay, what are you going to get with that? You know, are you serious?
Oh, and I love this stuff. As you were talking to me, people are popping up, you know, sending me stories and what have you, and yeah, I know. I'm listening to you, and then I'm popping up going, oh, that looks like a good story. That looks like a good story, but... But when it comes to this, when it comes to this kind of thing where people need help, you know, they pull. Think about what they do to you with, even with the insurance, medical insurance. They start talking to you about how, you know, you have people with cancer that are dying now won't be able to get help. You got people with diabetes, they won't be able to get any help. They make it sound like we're going to have mass issues in the streets. Really, if we keep going the way we're going, you won't have any insurance companies to be able to help these people, and hospitals aren't going to be able to handle it. So. This whole thing about dependence on government, it's just crazy. It's never worked. It's never worked right. It's always been a temporary help or a temporary scenario that never really helps anybody. I mean, you grew up in the inner city like I did. Have you really seen welfare or any kind of government program actually pull somebody out of their situation ever?
No, actually, what it should be just used for a certain amount of time for a person to meet up. But see, what they do is they allow them to do it, and what it is, they take and go out for a job interview or this or that, and then they just meet the minimum requirements just to say that they keep in, to keep it. And you know, it's almost like the system with parole system. You got two parole agents, and you got 700. People that you got to keep up with. So, you know, you can't, some of them that are trying to do their job, but you can't do your job when you're just outnumbered like that. And then you got the politicians and the system working with them to help them break the law. How about that?
God. And it's just, and in California, man, we are so, how do I keep this clean? We're so screwed here in California. I mean, seriously. No, look at the Dems are in total control. Now we have the Los Angeles County. Oh, perfect. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors have decided that we should no longer have resource officers on our school campuses. And what resource officers are, they're either police or sheriff. There's not 12 of them. There's one. And they're usually assigned to two or three schools that are close to where they're at. They get to know the kids. They get to know the lay of the land. They know what's going on in the community, so they can respond quick to any issues. They build relationships with these kids. And now, one or two, and I will let you guess to what party they belong to and maybe what ethnicity they belong to, but you have one or two supervisors who say that the police being on campus like that is really oppresses the lower socioeconomic classes and the black and Hispanic kids. That's why, because they've never had or they don't have good relations with the police departments in their neighborhoods, which is why they can't have that. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me, right?
Well, in part it's like that because they want the police officers to allow them to break crime, break the law, and not say anything to them or whatever. And that's not it. I mean, they... You know, it's interesting. All of these people, especially these liberal they want them to take and do their job, and you can't ask a person to do a complicated job like that if you're gonna they're not gonna allow them to enforce the rule of law, just point blank.
No, but why is it now? See, I talked to somebody today who said, Joe, you don't understand. You don't understand what the police represent in black communities. And I go, you're right, I don't. I have no clue. But here's what I'd say. Okay, why not create relationships with the police between some of these people? Why make it adversarial? Why remove them when you could bring them in and help start to build relationships?
Well, you wouldn't have to do all of this rebuilding relationships and stuff like that. If people just, if they did the right thing, they wouldn't have to worry about it. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's real simple. I mean, if they take and they did the right thing, they work and wasn't tried, wasn't committing crimes, hey, the police isn't going to bug you if you're not committing a crime. I mean, this, of course you got bad polices everywhere. I mean, you got bad umpires, you got bad referees. I mean, you got bad everything, but all of them are not like that. Most of them are dedicated, and they want to go home to their families just like you want to go home to yours. So you can't expect for them to go out there and, you know, if something's going on and you doing the wrong thing, then okay, all right. Do you actually think that they're not going to enforce the law?
No, and that's the key for me, right? They're enforcing the law. Right, and so what we want to do is we don't want them to enforce the law because I don't even know why. Does it make them feel bad? Does it hold them to a strict standard? I don't know why. Why wouldn't we want them to enforce the law? Why is that so bad for a certain community?
Because that's just who they are. I mean, they're a group of people it's okay as long as they can break the law and get away with it. But if someone else does it or whatever, or if their family member gets hurt, they like, okay, well, I want them to enforce the law. You know, it's just hypocritical.
Yeah. All right. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversies.
We are back. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. We can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate. But you know what? What I love about this is these are labels that the left, who screams they hate labels, gave us. Go figure that one out. So the same group that says that labels are wrong, they're bad, and you shouldn't do it, have labeled guys like me. I just love it. The hypocrisy just shines from the mountaintop. Always exciting. And then again, let me pull them on first. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins me like he does every week, and I do appreciate the time that he spends with me. Again, Corey, thanks for being with me.
And thank you for having me. Come on.
Yeah, I love the double standards that the left has. I actually opened up with this, and I'll hit on it a little bit with you right now. It's really funny how they're screaming. I mean, the only thing going on in the world is Trump, according to all the left, right? That little Asian guy over there with his hand on a nuclear button, he doesn't exist. We have no problems in Iran. We have no problems in Afghanistan. ISIS seems to have gone into remission or something. So the only problem we have is Donald Trump. And what I love is they're screaming that he gave classified information away to the Russians, okay? That he doesn't know how to keep that stuff secret. And I'm thinking, do you believe they actually have the spine to say that? After what Hillary Clinton did, after what Barack Obama did, I mean, they had the guts to actually say that Mr. Trump gave away classified information. What say you about that?
Well, first of all, I mean, he didn't give $800 billion to the Iranians, to put their nuclear system, push their nuclear aspirations.
Agenda aspirations.
But see, the thing of it is now, I mean, you know, once again, here we go again with this double standard or whatever. And I mean, fake news is what it is. And you know, if you notice this, there's been a lot of fake news that's been put out, and they're trying to catch him, you know, playing this catfish game of trying to get him in trouble or whatever like this. You know, this is going to go on. We already know this is going to go on for the next 4 years, and they're going to continue to try and say, okay, hey, if we're going to lock him up, why don't we lock Hillary up? Well, I know what I mean. And now she's the biggest crook, or the biggest advocate of giving away secrets and everything else. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about something that's something, I mean, that hasn't been proven yet. But with Hillary, it's been proven. I mean, husband and wife should be gone, should be sitting in Leavenworth somewhere.
Yeah, you know, and again, you can have everything against them, and they don't care. They are not interested. And, you know, you and I have talked about this before. They're not interested in the truth. They're not interested in equality. They're interested in control. That's all that's going to make them happy, is when they finally get total control, or believe to get total control. And I don't think they will. I don't think they ever will, because they don't know how to make it happen. They do not know how to work with both sides. And they truly believe that their way is the only way to do right by Americans. And that's dangerous in and of itself. So,
yeah, absolutely. I have to totally agree with you on that. But see, you know, they think, you know, like I say again, it's always the smoke and mirror show. Uh-huh. Where it's those days, okay, we throw this and do this and then do this. And, it, you know, do as I say, but don't do as I do. So, you know, I always say that liberalism is a sickness. And you know, they don't have talking points or anything. They're just throwing whatever they can at Donald Trump. Donald Trump needs to just continue to do what he's doing or whatever, and ignore him and just continue to go on, because they're going to be doing this the next 4 years. So,
oh, they're not going to stop. No.
Oh, no.
Look, where's the outrage? This is what I love about this stuff. So apparently there was an illegal that was bragging about voting 5 times for Hillary. Okay? And it's just amazing to hear this. And they actually think that there's nothing wrong with it. Just like this DeLeon guy, the one that's going to be heading up the Senate in California, who believes that it's okay for illegals. Yes, you heard me. I know some of you on the left are having a heart attack right now. They are here illegally. They're not undocumented. They're not lost. They didn't make a wrong turn. They didn't stay too long for dinner. They're here illegally, and they know it. All right? So they're here illegally, and this woman in particular has decided she has the right to vote 5 times for the person that she wants. Now, her name is, she's a Mexican citizen. Her name is Rosa Ortega. She blatantly registered to vote in 5 different cities in Texas. All right? And she was allowed to vote all 5 times, so she'd do it. Even though on her license, she checked the box that says she was a non-citizen. Now, how is she going to get out of that? How is she going to try to wiggle out of that when she knew she was here illegally? She knew she didn't. She said it. She knew she didn't have the right to vote. And where's the left screaming about what she's done?
Okay, so here's my question: why is this woman not have a warrant for her arrest and be arrested because she broke the law? I mean, that's like these mayors and these governors. You know, I posted on my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan. If you go to that page, go to my page and look at some of the things I posted today, you know, about locking out some of these mayors and governors that have these sanctuary cities. You know, these people are criminals, and you know exactly who they are and where they are and what they're doing, and you don't do anything. So if I read the letter right, if I read the rule book and the law right, that's called treason. I mean, whose side are you on?
Yep. No, I am. I'm always amazed at all of this. Now, you've got an article on your Facebook page. We've talked about this. You and I and others have talked about this a million times. But coming from you, it'll have a different look and feel and that kind of stuff. So, no, seriously, right? Because we talk about this all the time, and it's not just blacks. It's any group of people that you get that you make them dependent on the government. You make them dependent on a group, on another group, right, for their welfare check, for their food, for their livelihood, for their roof over their head. They're not going to vote to take that away or even make it hard to keep. Now, what's his name? Lyndon Johnson, right, from the Democrat who loved everybody, couldn't stand blacks, Hispanics, and lower social economic groups. He said point blank, if we give them A, B, and C, we'll have those people voting for us for the next 200 years. You think he was right?
Well, first of all, let me give you a little history to that. A lot of people know that really know me know that I'm a JFK historian, and I've done plenty of background about LBJ, and LBJ was a polecat, and he's a true Texan back in the day. Wink, wink, and you know, I love I love Texas and the Lone Star State, but back in the day, it was just they had patriots, but they also had some real guys that, you know, was just like borderline racist. But LBJ was just who he was, and he came up and he said that. He said a lot of things when he was, before he was president, and he said a lot of things after he was president, but he definitely said, and that's quoted, that he did make that comment that if you know, he'll have those, you know, who, you know, the N-word, you know, voting for him the next 200 years. Well, we're not up on 200 years yet, but his prognosis definitely is right, because they're definitely doing that. And I had this conversation with someone earlier today, and I was like, how do you continue? I said, it's also on my page, a post that Charles Barkley made. He said, how do you continue to vote in people that you was poor before they got in there, and you even poor now, but you still vote them in there because they're black? And I asked someone that, and they looked at me like I had told them that the moon was made out of cheese and they could reach up and take a bite out of it, or like I had just fell off the yum yum boat or somewhere or whatever. I'm just like, I just don't understand. How do you keep doing it? And they just looked at me with this real just dumb look on their face. So I'm just, you know, I'm miffed.
Yeah, but is it part of this because they've kept them for so long? They've kept them on these programs. They keep showing them how they'll take care of them till they get on their feet. But you don't actually ever get a chance to get on your feet when you've got the government feeding you. When you no longer depend on community, you no longer depend on family and others to help you out, you're lost. You're done, right?
Well, that's because people are not real men and real women now. They're having kids and they're having children, and they're still children in their mind. You know, you got these grown guys, and they're mid-40s, early 40s, late 30s, 50s, still living with their mommy. And I'm like, why aren't you? Hey, look, if you struggle, you struggle. Hey, I pat the man on his back. If you're struggling or whatever, continue to struggle. Because you know what? As my mother always say, ain't nothing like your own and stuff. And it's about time that some of these people out here start standing up. These men that claim that these men stand up and take, you know, be a man. You know, I was always taught by my daddy that you can't go out here and do this and do that. You want the milk, but you don't want to pay for the cow. Oh, and stuff. You know, if you're going to go that, go all the way, man. Be a man and raise your family. Do what you're supposed to do. Teach them the right way to live, instead of this stuff of being pacified and taking handouts from the government.
All right.
Woe is me. You know,
quickly,
it's crazy.
Quickly tell them where they can find you. Quick. Really quick.
You can tell me, Corey. Well, you can find me, Corey Charismatic Duncan, on Facebook, and Corey Press Duncan on Twitter.
All right, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, two things. Next hour, we're going to talk about, does the Sicilian Mafia have anything on the Democrats? I mean, really, who wrote which book and how? And a student apologized for wearing a Chicago Blackhawks sweatshirt to class.